This is the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org to find these stories and more. Scott Waldman is reporting at Capital New York. The Champlain Hudson Power Express is facing a series of challenges that threaten its completion. The power corridor would connect 1,000 megawatts of Canadian hydropower to the New York City market. It would run through Lake Champlain and down the Hudson to New York City. Construction on the 333-mile project was to have begun 2 years ago, but the project has not received final permits and needs key federal energy market exemptions to remain economically viable. Observers say the $2.2 billion price tag is way under budget, and the planned main source of hydropower has not committed to the project yet. If built, the line would bring a major source of renewable emissions-free energy into the state. The profitability of the Champlain Hudson Power Express project was originally based on the difference between the low cost of Canadian hydropower and high electricity prices in New York City. However, the infusion of natural gas as a result of fracking has closed that gap since the line was proposed, and the state's energy highway project to bring upstate power downstate through new power lines is on hold. Later this year, the State Department of Public Service will determine whether the transmissions lines are even needed. Read the full story at Capital New York. Alexander Burns writes in the New York Times about U.S. Representative Chris Gibson's quest to revive the Republican Party statewide before the next gubernatorial campaign in 2018. In visits to party organizations in Buffalo and around New York City, Gibson has attacked business as usual in Albany, calling for term limits on the governor and the legislature. He has also accused Governor Andrew M. Cuomo of failing to live up to his pledge to confront corruption in the state capital. Gibson won a landslide re-election bid last year, but stunned Republicans less than 2 months later by announcing he would not seek another term. He has since offered himself up to state party leaders as something of a motivational speaker for downcast Republicans. According to the Times, behind the scenes, Gibson has instructed advisors to study his options for creating a new political fundraising entity to help collect and spend money for Republican causes throughout the state. While the congressman said he has not yet decided how to proceed, allies say Gibson is likely to declare his intentions in less than a year. Read the full story in the New York Times. This has been the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org to find these news stories, weather, public meetings, and more.